देवच पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नम्ने गौरदिशे भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरंग मध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाय पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमा तवैवास्मि जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञानाधि त्वं नयमामि
Question. Descended to this world only for Utana, Agasur, Bakasur killing them. Or he has not come only for the battle of Maha Bharat in that 20 lakhs of persons were killed. Also he has not come for Agasur, Bakasur, Putana, and after that Kaljan, Kansa, Shishupal and all others. These are external something. Really he came to give this world love and affection of Braja, to play with his associates Nand Baba, Yashoda Maiya, Sridham, Subal, Gopis especially, and to sprinkle something to so many kinds of devotees, newcomers, beginners, those who had achieved bhav, for them to be prem, those who have not come to up that stage, to give them like shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti and other things. But especially he came to this world only to enjoy love and affection of Braja, and to show all world, to show Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasdev and all others, how supreme this love and affection of Braja is. I think generally common devotees cannot realize all these things. They only realize that he has come only for establishing Varnashram Dharma. You know Varnashram Dharma? Varnashram Dharma, if this is the basis of love and affection and everything, if you are not established in Varnashram Dharma, it is very, very hard to realize all these things. If a woman and husband always changing their wives and husbands, they can understand. All are making merry by taking wine, enjoying wealth, sense gratifications. They cannot realize all these things. So Swamiji also wanted to establish Varnashram Dharma, and that is why in Gita Nagari, in Saranagati, in New Vrindavan, in Mayapur,
New Mayapur.
He wanted to establish. But I think his own disciples, senior most, they don't try to follow. Never. If a lady, a girl, has touched anyone by her mind that I will marry him, like Draupadi, like Sita, like others, Gargi, they cannot touch anyone in their whole life. Husband should be like Sita, Draupadi, like others, and husband should be like Ram. He never took any lady, only Sita. Though Sita was in dense forest, but yet he used to worship the idol, a statue of Sita, but never he married again. In lakhs and lakhs births we are being a pig, hog, sugar, or donkey, hens, you know, and chickens. All these things engaged in that. And again in human body, say, again you are going to that. So be like that. If a man is, or woman is married once, and living with that lady, it is like brahmacharya. In India, we see that if any girl is to be married to any boy, but anyhow the marriage was not done, husband died, then girl never accepted any other person. Any husband, never. Whole life he became like brahmacharini. Why? This human body is not formally marrying and giving children like hens and pigs. Never, never. It is only to realize Krishna and realize soul we are. If Hanuman can be brahmachari, Bhisham Pitamah can be brahmachari, if Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, so many Gadadhar Pandit, so why we cannot be? We can be. We should see that our this human shape has been given by Krishna. He has given mercifully this, not to be like animals. Never, don't be. Try to be one of that. This life is for Krishna. So if any girl or any boy were to be married and it was fixed, but anyhow the marriage was not done, or if marriage is there and after 1 month, husband died, in the age of 20, girl will never, 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 never accept any other person. Why? Because thus life is not for enjoyment, sense gratifications, for lust. In this only human shape, we can have Krishna consciousness, associations, God initiation, and we can chant and remember Krishna, otherwise no. And in any other, being animal, birds or anything, you are free to do all these things. So why in this one, in this human shape, only we should try to realize who is Krishna. How we can chant more? So, you should see in Krishna Lila, once Krishna was going to graze cows with his lakhs and lakhs cowherd boy and lakhs of cows. Brahma was not qualified to count their cows, how many cows. Then he used to go. One day he came to Bandir Bhat. Today in morning we went to walk and saw a very big banyan tree, very big. Now so many trunks has been, and more than this place, so with so much shade. But that tree was only 7 miles up high, only 7 miles, and more than 7 miles, 14 miles covering, and the tree's branches were going across Jamuna River. Jamuna River 1 mile breadth, and the branches like that. And they were doing the work of bridge. Boys, very little boys, cowherd boys, used to play, going across river and coming, and playing hide-seek and so many things. Once, they were hungry, and Krishna told that, oh, Jamuna is flowing very sweetly. Very sweetly and gently. Lotus flowers are there. Bees are humming. And there is a very big shade of this tree, Bandir Bhat. So we should take our dinner here. Breakfast or dinner?
Lunch.
Lunch here. Krishna sat in the middle. And then in his right side, Baldev, and others, Dham, Siddham, Sudham, Vasudham, like a ring,
circle,
one ring,
circle.
One circle, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, thousands of circles, bigger than one, bigger, one after one after. The boy who was in behind, on the back of Krishna, miracle. He was saying that I am in front of Krishna, very near. Those who are very far away inside, this side, they saw that we are very near to Krishna. We are giving and taking some fruits and all vegetables and bread and butter and all these things. All were so happy. Those who are very far away, they thought that, oh, we are very near to Krishna. How it became? In this world, it is impossible. But for Yoga Maya, the power of Krishna, nothing is impossible. Everything is possible. Day and night can be at a time. Sun and moon can be at a time, they can shine, no harm. Everything is possible. So it became possible. Cows were grazing on the bank of Jamuna. Oh, very rich grasses were there, very beautiful green grasses. Whole field was covered with green sweet grasses. They were taking, and all the boys were taking bread, butter, that has been sent by their mothers from their homes. When they were playing, joking, laughing each other and taking prasadam. Sometimes Krishna did a joke to Madhumangal. He took some pakodi, you know, pakoda, pakodi. What pakodi?
Fry chili. Chili.
More loudly?
Fry cauliflower. Fried chili.
Chili. Usually it is made of bacon. Bagun,
brinjal
or potato. But Krishna took the brinjal from inside and ate and gave a very powerful
chili.
Hot chili. Very poisonous like. But not poison.
Burning hot.
And put inside, and he took half, only outer part, and gave it to Madhvangala. Was so happy, and he at once began to
chew
and here, and began to weigh all loudly. So like this, he became so angry and told that I will give you a cause. I'm Brahmin's son, you know. Taking this.
Brahmin.
Oh, I'm a Brahmin. I will curse you and you will die at once. Baldev Prabhu, oh, request, not to do. You can tolerate, you are Brahmin's son. Are you not Brahmin's son? Like this, they were doing all these things. And taking, testing. In the meantime, cows. Always they want to be in front of Krishna. Their eyes and mouth always towards Krishna. But today they were grazing and they saw that our beautiful grass is
further away.
So they took their mouth against Krishna, opposite, and they began to see that more sweet and green grasses are
further.
And thus they began very far away, where there was no water. Very hot day. Sun was shining on head. The sense began to be very, very hot. If anyone can give any corn in them at once?
Popcorn.
It was like that. So cows were entering there, and there were dense forest of some dry, long grass, which can be burnt very easily in fire. So they entered. Now they are so much hungry and so much thirsty. Here they were feeling so much hot. And the ground was burning. And upside heat, so much hot sun. What to do? And they had no any way to return to Krishna. They usi mein bhul gayi.
They forgot their way.
Onward going, but not returning any way. Then Krishna saw, where our cows are grazing? I saw that they are grazing here, but now not. We become so interested in playing and taking our meals. But where are cows? Oh, we should search, otherwise we will lost. This is our wealth, cow wealth. So if we will return without cows, what our father and mother will tell? So we should search quickly. Krishna told that you should be here, I am going to search. But they never heard of Krishna. Only Krishna and Baldev were there, and all they became opposite to Krishna and they went following cows. understanding what I am telling?
Of the coward boys, they went to search the cows.
But they had no permission from
Krishna.
And their mouth was also opposite to Krishna. What meaning?
They went away from Krishna. They kept Krishna behind them.
Their face was turned away.
Face turned away from Krishna.
Like forgetting Krishna. They also went there searching, following their hopes, and grass coming from their mouths, little cutting. And they went out there. They also forgot their way to return. And in the meantime, any demon from Kansa was sent there to make fire there. At once he did, the grasses, long grasses, were dry, and at once quickly fire went everywhere, here and there. Whole forest was burning. Very long
high flames
were coming. And they were surrounded by that fire. Animals not there to save them. In a moment they will die, they will burn. Seeing long means to escape, to be saved, they began to call, "Oh Krishna, oh Baladev Prabhu, save us." Very dangerous fire is everywhere, in all sides. We cannot be saved. So save us. In the meantime, Krishna came at once and Baladev Prabhu there. Krishna told, close your eyes at once. Why close? That Krishna is going to drink all the fire like water, cool water. But if his friends will see that he is taking fire, eating fire, drinking fire, they may die. Or they will go to Mother Yashoda and tell that Krishna has taken fire, and then Yashoda Maya will chastise me. I remember one day, I took some earth and they complained to my mother, and my mother chastised me so much. So I remember. So I should not make them see what I am doing. He told that, at once you should close your eyes. And when they close their eyes, why they close, obeyed Krishna? Because they were dying all. And also that Krishna knows some mantra, and he is powerful in mantra. So mantra shouldn't be told in any
open
public. So Krishna wants to chant this mantra alone. So we should obey him, otherwise we will all die. At once they closed their eyes, and Krishna did like
and
whole fire in a second came in the mouth of Krishna. How? Like snow. Very cool water like. And all the fire was
extinguished
at once. And Krishna told, now fire is
extinguished.
You can
open
your eyes. They opened their eyes, but they were very wondering.
Surprise.
Very much surprise. Where we are? Whether we are seeing dream or what thing? They saw that they are sitting on the same place, under the shade of that Bhandir Bhatta, of very cold place, Jamuna is flowing gently, very sweetly, and they were taking prasadam there. Cows also, they saw that they are sitting in the shade of that tree and they are doing jawing, what?
Chewing,
like this, very happily. What happened? Are we seeing dream? Or actually it was? They could not believe that, oh, that very big fire was there and they were going to die. But at once they are seeing, very pleasantly, they are sitting, taking their meal. Cows are like sleeping and making chewing. What happened? Let's come to explain this story. Actually, it was done there. We are like cows. The word go has so many meanings. Go means cow. Go means cowherd's boy. Go means cow calves. Calves. Go, indriya,
senses.
We have 11 senses. Go, Vedas. Go, prithivi, earth. Go, intelligence. Go, gyan, knowledge. So many meanings. So here, go means here, all the senses. We have 11 senses. 5, gyan.
Knowledge acquiring.
Senses. And 5, oh, Gopinath Prabhu has. Gopinath Prabhu ki. I want that he should be given water and some sweet thing, juice or anything. Or he will be here for a moment and then we will. You should see. 5, karma indriya.
Working
senses. And 5,
knowledge.
This 10 and 1 mind. 11. Where all these senses are making great,
gratification. In the mind.
Making merry, enjoying this world, testing all these things. Then they are opposite to Krishna. And when they are serving to Krishna, then they are all liberated and they will be happy. But anyone or all the senses, if they are not unmukh to Krishna,
favorable
to Krishna, not serving Krishna, not remembering, not chanting, not worshipping, not doing all these things, then they will be opposite. So if our senses all are opposite to Krishna, not
directed
to Krishna, not serving Krishna, then what will be? We will come to this world. This is a dense forest of what thing? Dry grass, no rush. We are like camels. Camel, you know, their mouth so big and so high. They can take anything from upside, all going there. They like, what they like?
Thorns.
Why? If mango is there, they will not take. They cannot take berries. They cannot take other fruits, very sweet. They will go to that thorns and they will take it, chew it. Why? Oh, they will think that very tasteful rush is coming on. Juice. But what is that juice?
Their blood.
Eh?
Blood
from their own mouth. But they are tasting, oh, very, very sweet juice. So those who are opposite to Krishna, not remembering, chanting Krishna, not engage their senses in realizing Krishna, so they are like camels. They like dogs. Why dogs? We can see that there was a dog, very clever. He thought that I am most intelligent in the whole world. Anyhow, he collected one
dry bone
and some dry
flesh
not
meat,
but not chamada,
skin,
dry only, nothing was there. And he began to saw here, if any dog is here, my brothers are here or not, watching very. And he took it and run away, like seeing here. He began to run where? Where there is no one there, in a pit or anywhere, and easily alone he will test that. But anyhow, some friends of that dog, they saw and they followed, more than 10 or 20, and began to bite that dog. So much blood coming here and there, and he never wanted to keep it. So he was running, but anyhow he saw that, oh, now I'll die, they will bite me so. So quickly he gave up that, and he took his tail like this in his bag, and he left it and became a side. And those who took it and quickly running, all dogs began to follow that, and he was only seeing what is going on. So we are like that. Anything which is very precious, we think, in this world, is like dry bone. And some, it may be dry skin in them. Nothing is there. So our senses are engaged in this thing. We can ask our father, mothers, are you happy? Were you happy in these things? Marrying about 5 or 10 or 20 girlfriends? Are you happy? Have you children? Yes. Now he is going to die. What he will tell, old man? He cannot tell that I am happy. Again you are telling, going to do same thing. Anyone in the age of 60, he asked me, Maharaj, can you tell me that I am divorced, I should marry another person? I told that it depends on you. How many times you are married? She told that I am married about 10 times. Then you think that in 11th marriage you will be happy? You cannot be happy. So this is our senses are how? Opposite to Krishna, they cannot be happy. So, we are dragged to this world like imprisonment, like a very dense forest of dry oats and dry grasses. And demon mean what? Maya. Jad Maya have given fire in this world. What is that fire? What you are doing for your pleasure, all are turned into sufferings. I heard here that this place was so beautiful. There was some king original, of original tribes. So much gold with them, so much gold. And they are happy. But some intelligence persons with military came from other side and they conquered without battle. They saw that if we are going to oppose, then so much bloodshed will be there. It is very okay, good to be surrender. And then, we are thinking that we have come to this place and we have met and advanced there. But we don't know when Bhalkona will come and we will all die. So what we are doing for our pleasure, our taste, one day it becomes opposite to us. So there is a very big fire is there in this world. What is that? Endless, repeated, the chain of birth and death, oldness, sufferings and sorrow. But we are not seeing this. We are going ahead. But anyhow, we are very fortunate. If a saint will come and advise that in this stage you should chant, you should call Krishna and Baldev Prabhu. They are eager to save you, but they have no clue to save you. They want some clue. That even you should call, oh Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. But we have no time. We are taking wine. We are so much engaged in sense gratification, cigarettes, and so many things, and so many jobs, like a jal,
trap.
You know, in India, I know, in Assam, silk war. In a tree, they want to take a leaf to eat, and making some round from their own, and no door. And at last they have no door to come out. And greedy persons, like very intelligent persons like we pluck it and collect so much. And then, what? Boil in hot water, very hot water. All die. They have nothing, no passage to come out. And all die. In the same way, we are making some traps for us. No door at all. Always engaged in sense gratifications. From our own habit, own intelligence, but kicking no door, not calling, oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Day by day, we are going to be older, but all intelligence said, oh, make money, make job, this job, that job, without any door. Why not you are doing all these things with a strong chanting, remembering Krishna, and one day your all things will go away. And you will see, by chanting, remembering, by following associations of Krishna, devotees, you will see that, oh, we are in Golok Vrindavan. We will see like a dream that we have been to this world. Never we have come to this world. You will see that, oh, how we are serving Krishna there. So pleasing. Like Jashoda Maya, Nanda Baba, Sridham Subal Sakha, like gopis always. So this world is like dream. So you should try to follow Krishna. But where is Krishna? We should follow devotees, true devotees. Those who are in true sense devotee, not running after money or any worldly thing or worldly, any desire. They have no desire at all. Only they have only desire, and they were worried for us. How quickly we can engage them in Krishna consciousness to save us, but we don't follow, don't want to follow them. We have no time to do all these things. So, you should try to follow Srimad Bhagavatam, especially this story. So all the stories, pastimes of Krishna, has so many deep meanings and so much instruction that if any holy pastime of Krishna we will follow, quickly we will be liberated. And chanting Aram Bram Bram, very quickly we will be liberated from this world. And we will go to Golok Vrindavan. You know that Krishna one day with his friends, with Baldev, they were grazing cows in the middle of Mathura and Vrindavan. A smell of very good fruits of palm fruits, very ripen, and very delicious, sweet, fragrant was coming. All the boys requested to Baldev Prabhu and Krishna, today we are hungry and we are attacked by any very big demon, and that demon has entered in our stomach. We have no room to, or any way to save us. Can you kill that demon and save us? Then what Krishna and Balaram did? What did? Is a demon always engaged in sense gratification? They were god of that garden. This world is garden-like. They think that my master, Kans, is master of all these things. He can test only, and we can. But not any devotee can test. You should not use in Krishna or in giving any devotees. So Dhankasur was doing like this. Dhankasur is embodiment of ignorance. That is why he was thinking, I am master, or Kans Maharaj is only master of all these things. Krishna is not master. And devotees, we cannot give any devotees these sweets. Also, there is a speciality in donkeys. They can sing in sweet rag melody. You know? Where is... Have you seen Indian donkeys? How they can sing? How? Like this. And almost always following sea donkey. And sea donkey, what then? He gives some rewards to that. by hand, legs, feet, so many kicking in his
face,
and their mouth becomes like swelling. But yet they never
give up.
They will follow, and she will also
kicking.
So we are like donkeys. If you are not serving Krishna and only going to make sense gratifications, so we should try to be like a human person, devotee. Don't be try to be any ignorance or all these bad things. If it is, and you have offered yourself to Krishna and Baladeva Prabhu. Baladeva Prabhu is like Guru. And he will help us. Oh, this is all nonsense and ignorance. You will not be happy by these things. You should give up all these bad things and come towards chanting Hare Krishna Nam, serving devotees, and always in what? Association, good association. They can save you, otherwise not. So, Baladev Prabhu can kill that donkey, ignorance, Gurudev. But Gurudev should be so qualified, not Kali Yugi Guru, who is himself pursuing sea donkeys always, and kept by all these sea donkeys. How he can save others? So we should try to take fully surrender in the lotus feet of Baladev Prabhu, that is Gurudev, and he will Gaur Pramana. You can now test drama, play any?
Yes.
Thank you.
writing this prayer is day daily, one comes into this world easily, and reaches the realm of the Lord's lotus feet, the beautiful son of Nanda.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Also you have done translation of this? Very good. Very good. You can do also translation of so many songs. Thank you. My heartly blessings to you all. You can do kirtan.